Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMullen. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Roseboro to Wills and they have Hickman trapped. The throw over to Fairley, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Burrott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Snyder moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burrotite strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground into right field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. Moon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Dodgers, 2, Mets, 2. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Moon scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, Dodgers. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Fairley. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Fairley steals second. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burrite is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrite strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMullen moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale is 0-for-2 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrait fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrait is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrait takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harkness is walked intentionally. Burrait moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Burrait reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snider hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Gonder to Burrait and they have Davis trapped. The throw over to Harkness, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseborough hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burrait is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burrait strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Roger Craig. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harkness strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.